Conversations with professionals for professionals in the laundry and linen services industry. This is the American Laundry News Podcast. Welcome, everybody. I'm Matt Poe, editor of American Laundry News and your host for the American Laundry News Podcast. This is episode 45, The Laundry Brand. My guest today is Asit Goel, Vice President of Marketing at UniFirst. In this role, he heads all branding and communication, product management, digital transformation, and customer experience management, including voice of the customer. Asit is a graduate of the High Potentials Leadership Program at Harvard Business School and holds a Master's in International Management from Thunderbird School of Global Management in Phoenix, an MBA from University of Delhi, and an undergraduate in mechanical engineering from the Indian Institute of Technology. Asit, welcome to the American Laundry News Podcast.
Thank you, Matt. It's a pleasure to be here.
Let's start out making sure that we're all on the same page by first defining what branding is.
Branding, at the essence of it, is a promise that we make to the customer about the value that we bring to them, and then the customer holds that promise and kind of believes in it. That's really what branding is. I mean, you can, of course, fancy it up with all logos and typeface and font type and photography style, brand muscle, brand board. But at the end of the day, it's at its very simple and its very core. Branding is a promise that we make to the customers about the value that the business offers them.
Okay, so what are the benefits of branding then?
The biggest benefit of branding is that the customer remembers you. At the time of purchase, look, there's so many choices that our customers have, whether you're in B2B services, B2C services, there's a vast area of choices. If you have a strong brand, what that means is that you have a point of differentiation with the customer. And when it comes to time for them to make a decision about buying a certain service or a certain product, they think of you. That's really what the brand does. In fact, in our world, I call it the first call option, that if I have a good brand, I am the first call that customer is going to make.
Okay. What does branding then look like to you in terms of laundry and linen services?
At its core, again, it comes back to the same argument that customers don't want to go out and buy laundry services. Customers want to go out and buy a solution to their problem.
Okay.
That's what the customer is looking at. So in a laundry and linen services brand such as ours, it is our responsibility to ensure that the customers understand that we will deliver on the promise that we have made to them, which means that they will have good, clean, safe uniforms for their employees to do their jobs. They'll have the services and products they need to keep their businesses running, and they will have no hassle or no issues worrying about these things so that they can focus on what they do best. And at the end of the day, you know, we communicate that through a range of things, but at the essence of all of this comes down to essentially delivering on the promise that we have made that you will be able to focus on your product because we'll take care of these things for you.
So when you think about laundry and linen service branding today, what comes to mind? What stands out to you?
The key difference is about service. Because at the end of the day, customers, you know, have experiences with various vendors and they can buy similar product from other places. But at the end of the day, the difference is in the service. And the service comes in the form of the people that we have trained to provide a top-notch experience to their customer. It's very important for us to remember that our customers are depending on us to be able to deliver because they have a responsibility towards their customer. If you're a small bakery, a small mechanic, or you are a big automotive manufacturing giant, at the end of the day, when you open shop that day, your job is really focused on being able to deliver for your customers walking through the door, for your customers waiting for their orders. And that's what we want to make sure in our brand promise is that the service that we deliver will ensure that that happens.
So when you think about laundry and linen services and the overall industry, what do you think the industry does well in terms of branding?
I would say it's an evolution. This is an industry that's sort of evolving from where it was a niche player to now, in the last 10, 15 years, it has really evolved into a major industry of its own right.
Okay.
And as part of any evolution of an industry, there are different stages of maturity in terms of their operations, in terms of their, including marketing and sales operation. And I think that's where this industry is now evolving to create its own distinctive voice, to have the confidence to be able to articulate the value that it delivers to its customers in the marketplace, to have the confidence to be able to defend or explain the premium that the service should be. Because buying uniform or buying a piece of garment is not that complicated, thanks to Amazon and all host of different companies out there. What is challenging is to have that reliability, What is challenging is to have that commitment from your vendor to ensure that they understand your needs and they're constantly innovating and learning on how to improve upon and deliver on those needs. And I think this industry is now evolving as it should, as it matures into a larger force, to be able to say that confidently, to say that clearly, and to say that consistently across the market.
What are some factors that a laundry linen service operator might not think about when it comes to their company's branding?
One of the important things that people have to understand that, you know, it's not about logo or name recognition. Okay. There are various studies out there, various fact points out there that talk about the sheer volume of messages we receive today, commercial messages I'm talking about, right?
Oh, yeah.
Whether it be on social media, whether it be on, you know, digital media, print media, wherever you go, even driving by the number of billboards you come across. So the key point here in branding is not about having logo recognition. It's really about having a point of differentiation. Why are you as a brand better than the other choices I may have in the market?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I think that's where a lot of operators tend to look at, oh, having a logo is just marketing, is it branding, and that's it. It truly is about manifesting that brand promise through everything that you do, whether it's your visual identity, whether it's your service identity, it's your people, it's your system, it all has to be done together. You know, if you think about Uber, for example. Uber as a name is well recognized, well understood. But would you be okay if, you know, the whole purpose about Uber was to get you from point A to point B and the driver shows up and he's all messy and, you know, has not cleaned his car in the last 15 days? You would not be, right?
Right.
So when Uber talks about the convenience factor, but they also want to assure you comfort and reliability, these are all important things. Like if the app doesn't work, would you be comfortable or it would not be convenient using Uber if the app didn't work or the payment systems didn't work? It would not be convenient using the app if the driver, once they confirm, keep canceling on you. So when you look at these small things, do manifest itself in the brand promise. And that's where most operators need to understand that branding is not about a colorful logo or a fancy tagline. It is really about inculcating those values in your people that you strive for. In our case, you know, customer focus, respect for others, commitment to quality, our core values that have remained true for the 80 plus years history of this company.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we reflect in our promise to always deliver, because we are making sure that our people, our processes, our products understand these requirements and each one lives up to that mark.
Okay, then what advice would you give a laundry operator looking to evaluate his or her company's branding?
The one advice that I give to anybody who would be willing to listen: go talk to your customers. Go talk to your prospects. The reality is what these people perceive of you, not what you think of about your business. I may say that my business is the best run business, but when I go out there and I hear people talking about it in different ways than I thought, that is the reality. And that's what we should start by doing, is listening to our customers and prospects, because we will learn a lot about where the gaps are. Maybe our values or maybe what we think is important is misaligned with what the customer cares about. And therefore, starting from that point is your first thing to do. Then you have to evaluate against your inner capabilities, right? But you can't start from an inward view and hope and expect that everybody else will see the world that way. You have to start by understanding the view of your customers and prospects, compare it to your capabilities, and be honest with yourselves. Be very transparent with yourselves to say, can I truly do this? And remember, customers are very good at sniffing out false promises. So you never want to ever mislead people. Those are, you know, if you follow these basic rules, branding, brand evolution takes time, but you would be on the right path.
Let's say a linen service is taking its first steps into branding, looking at branding. What steps would you recommend they take?
I think very importantly, one has to understand that this is a commitment by the management to essentially define their strategy, define their vision, define their identity. And therefore, this is not something that is left at the junior levels of the organization. The first step towards this is to have a commitment from the top, very top, to say we want to understand who we are and we want our customers to know who we are. Therefore, we are going to make a serious effort to not only understand our customer needs, evaluate our capabilities, but then make a promise to ourselves and our customers on things we are going to improve and work on. You have to be very, very focused as a management, because you cannot boil the ocean.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You have to be focused on identifying what is the best value for you and your customer. If you try to be everything to everyone, you're going to fail. And so for any company starting out, understand that just because you hire a brand agency and hire a marketing manager doesn't mean that you've done branding, because I can make the best promise about service, but if my production doesn't keep up, if my product quality is poor, if my route service representatives are rude, at the end of the day, you don't really have a true brand promise, and customers will see through that.
Last question. If the listeners walked away with just one thing from this podcast, what would you want that to be?
I think what I would say is understand that branding is really an expression of the shared mission, shared values, of the common identity of the company. Everyone in the business has to align and row in the same direction for branding to be effective. It is not about some nice words, a nice jingle, a beautiful logo. But it is about the day-to-day that every employee in the company does, the commitment to quality that a production employee shows, the commitment to service, the customer focus that a service representative shows, the commitment to improvement and efficiency that, you know, systems engineers show. Everybody has to be aligned behind it. It starts at the top to have a true culture that believes in the values that you're expressing yourself. And I think that's why I would say that if you walked away with just one thing from this podcast, the key would be here to understand that when you're starting your branding journey, you're making a commitment to express your shared identity and mission. Be thoughtful, be deliberate, and be consistent to achieve results.
Seth, thank you for taking the time to talk with us about branding today.
I appreciate it, Matt. I hope I was able to add some value to this wonderful podcast that you have. It's been very helpful for me and others, especially as we kind of try to really learn more about the business. So wishing you all the luck, and hopefully we get to chat some of the time.
And thank you for listening. For the American Laundry News Podcast, this is Matt Poe reminding everybody to keep it clean. The American Laundry News Podcast is a production of American Trade Magazines, LLC in Chicago. The music, titled Holding On, composed by Poddington Bear, is supplied through the Free Music Archive. For more information about future podcasts, visit our website at AmericanLaundryNews.com or consult The Wire, our weekly e-newsletter. Also, be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter to stay informed about these podcasts, along with news and information from around the industry. This has been the American Laundry News Podcast.